Just close your eyes and start Z with the song Dreamtime. And just like that, y'all, it's already midnight. My time is up. This was Dr. Friendzone with us. My hour is called the Hip Hop Hour. Obviously not what's going on tonight. Need a new name. Haven't thought of a good one. Attempted to call it the Friend Zone, but then the Friend Zone with Dr. Friend Zone sounds lame, so I don't know. But in any case, this is 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freedom Radio.
Now. rock and roll music and why I preach against it. I believe that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency.
DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour. 120 minutes of rockabilly, hillbilly, old country, 50s R&B, and vintage rock and roll.
I know what it does to you.
Friday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m., alternating with Steve Harnish and the Bingo Show. Only here on WMFO in Medford.
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
Want some now? Just search the web for DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour to find the website, Blogspot, Facebook and MySpace pages, and Apple iTunes podcasts. Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial, and WMFO.org on the web.
It even vibrates like real.
yourself, but nothing is left to the imagination. The time on your hands has already been wasted. Beautiful defeat, again we meet down this long we
we drew that first breath, we had some sense of what we'd left. It had me crying in my mother's arms. Oh, you, my highest love, my highest love, my highest love, will we recall? My highest love, my highest love, my highest love. Oh, oh. Now we grow into life, all its toils and strife. We learn to pay the rent. Yes, I learned to forget your face. The scent of your skin lingering like a shadow on a memory. And no strangers we meet. Is it you? My highest love, my highest love, my highest love, will we?
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything, boys, school.
Cutting and burning.
Clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
Just listen and be supportive.
Probably talk to him about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Carrie intentionally burned her arms with a curling iron.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
She got help and tries to help others.
Just listen and be supportive, but also don't enable the person to feel sorry for themselves and to keep going downhill. Try to stay away from that by encouraging them. How can you go forward? What do you need to do to make something positive out of this?
Who needs you to be supportive? From the Mennonite Churches and Faith and Values Media.
She was three. Her Barbies always did it on the first date. Now she's with me. There's never any need for them to demonstrate. Cause she's like a baby, I'm like a cat. When we are happy, we both get fat. And still, it's never enough. It's never enough. It's never enough. Sienna in her lock. She's at the movies, I'm on the phone. When we're separated, we're never alone. But still, it's never enough. It's never enough. No, it's never enough. So I don't tend to worry about the things that other people say. And I'm learning that I wouldn't want it any other way. Call me crazy, but it really doesn't matter. All that matters to me is she, her life in a nutshell. She wanted to change me. It's not that easy, cause my time is often decided for me. For me. Well, I fell down with no one there to catch me from falling. And she came round. And it stopped me from bawling my eyes out. I'm okay, and that's why her life in a nutshell. No way would she ever wanted to change me. It's not that easy, cause my time is often decided for me. And I don't tend to worry about the things that other people say. And I'm learning that I wouldn't want it any other way. Call me crazy, but it really doesn't matter. All that matters to me is she.
down over the sleepy mountains, where our white toes plunged into the weeping shelter, tear our skin up off from the bottom, leaves our ankles bare. Don't just wander back and forth and leave it. Build it into pinnacles and shrines of sun. Some ghastly predicament in mind.
Closer even now than lips and teeth. closer now than out of reach. And the body remembers what the mind forgets. Archives every heartbreak and cigarette. And these reset bones, they might not hold, yeah, but they might yet.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Chill is fire, we can set a light. lost everything to you. You say you wanna start something new, and it's breaking my heart you're leaving. Maybe I'm grieving, but if you wanna leave, take good care. Hope you have a lot of nice things to wear, but then a lot of nice things turn bad out there. Just remember.
Thanks that night.